Welcome to Maseches Beitzah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 3, Mishnah 1. Even though we know that it's permissible to do Melechas Ochel Nefesh, that means usually forbidden categories that pertain to food preparation. However, there are certain limitations. So we'll see in this Mishnah a few of those. Says the Mishnah, Ain Tzadin Dagim, may not be Varim B'Yantiv. One may not trap fish from a fish pond on Yantiv. That means they used to breed fish and leave them in their pond. It's prohibited to do that on Yantiv. Because since a person could do it ready from before Yantif, it's prohibited to do it on Yantif. As a matter of fact, some of the Rishonim, Tosfos learns that it's prohibited, just like we find that harvesting or cutting wheat is prohibited, because you're taking something from its natural place of growth. Similarly, it's prohibited to fish, because you're taking the fish out of their natural habitat. It continues the Mishnah, they nice in the name one may not place in front of the fish in this fish pond, mizainas, food on Yantif, lest the person come to trap them. But a person may trap a domesticated animal, a wild animal, or a non-domesticated animal, or a bird in his enclosures that he has, that he keeps these types of animals, to use them on Yantif, because since they're easy to catch, they're easy to trap, it's permissible on Yantif. Therefore, one may feed them on Yantif. Rav Shimon Gamliel clarifies, and he says, Lo kol habibarim shavim. Not all enclosures that have animals are similar in halacha and law. Zakla, this is the rule of thumb. Kol machusar tzeda, anything that it needs a great effort to be able to catch. That means if you have a large enclosed area and you have to catch an animal and you have to trap it, usher, then it's prohibited to trap it on Yantiv. V'she'en machusar tzeda, but if it's easy to catch it, in one swoop a person goes in there and they get it, mutter, then it's permitted for a person to trap it on Yantiv. Let's see on the Mishnah Beis, Mishnah 2. Mitzoyda is chayev va'ayfe dagim, sha'asar merav Yantiv. Traps for wild animals, birds, or even fish, nets that a person placed before Yantif. Mayita meham biyantif, you may not take the fish from them or the animals on them on Yantif. Elam kin yadeh shenitzaydim erev Yantif. Unless you know that they were trapped from before Yantif. But if you don't know they were trapped from before Yantif, it's prohibited to take them on Yantif. Amaisa, however, says the Gemara, Benachar Yachad, there was a story with a non-Jew, Shevi Dagamlu Raman Gamliel, that he brought fish to Raman Gamliel on Yantif. And he didn't know if they were trapped before Yantif or on Yantif. Vama and Raman Gamliel said, Mutarim heim, the fish are permitted, because he holds it, Safek Mukhan Mutar. If something is questionable, if it was prepared from before Yantif, it's permitted. However, even so, Elish, in Ritzayinu Lekabli Medu, Raman Gamliel personally did not take them from the fellow. There's different reasons given in Rishonim. Rashi says it was a fellow who caused to Raman Gamliel a lot of issues and was an anti-Semite. He had nothing to do with him. Some say he wanted to be more stringent on himself. Some say that even though Raman Gamliel permitted a person to take something, but nevertheless, he says that's only permissible to move or to use, but it's not permissible to eat it. So there's different explanations, but regardless of what, Raman Gamliel himself refused to eat it. Wishing you a wonderful upcoming day and a successful rest of your week.